Moving on to the meat of tonight's session, which you're going to read about in the booklet. Guide tones are the third and seventh of each chord, right? If you plotted out what the third and seventh of an A minor 7 chord would be, you're in the key of G, you would skip every other note, and you'd find C, and then you'd skip all the way up to the 7th scale degree, and you'd find G, right? The guide tones of an A minor 7 chord are C and G. The guide tones of a D7 chord are F sharp and C. The C hasn't changed, but the G to F sharp did. So by highlighting that kind of motion, just that, from that to that, goes a long way to highlighting the movement of the 2-5-1. So what we're doing in today's session is we're zeroing right in on the most common chord progression in jazz and zeroing right in on that. We're going down to the very nucleus of harmonic motion in jazz. It's a very powerful lesson in here.
Quarks. So,
what's that?
Quarks.
Yeah, quarks, that's right. Two quarks for Mr. Merck. When you play a line like, let me just play with no accompaniment. When you play, you were effortlessly able to hear the chord change. And what I was thinking of was, you know, playing a lot of chord tones, but I also was thinking of this to that, the G to the F sharp, and if you look at the other 2-5, the E to D sharp. If I do nothing but those, if I play just G major scale over the whole song, because it's all in G, and I do nothing besides highlighting that motion, well, there is one note outside the key, which is D sharp. Mm-hmm. You can still hear where the chord progression is. Let me demonstrate. 1, 2, 3, 4. That wasn't the best demonstration, but what I was hoping to get is the G to the F sharp highlights the movement of the 2-5-1 going to G, and now fortunately for you guys, there's a very handy way of memorizing. Well, you may be thinking, there's no way I could possibly think of that, but I'm going to give you a shortcut to all this. You just do whatever the one is. You do the note right before you do the one, which is G, and then the note right under it, which is F sharp. And then that highlights the 2-5-1. Mm-hmm. In the E, the same thing. Your E is your tonic, so you play E and then a half step up below it. Right? So demonstrate one more time. If I'm thinking G, like instead of thinking, worrying about the whole chord tones of A, you do it. You do G, F sharp, and then whatever you like here. Right? You know, G and F sharp, because you're in the key of G and it's a 2-5-1, and you're just going to do do T. You know what I mean by do T, like 1 and 7, like 8 and 7.
Okay.
Like
so
do,
much, yeah.
Do is do, and like do is also 8. Do is 1.
Did you say do T?
Yeah, do T. He's doing do T, basically, if you had to boil it down. So over the 2-5-1, all you need to know is it's in the key of G, and you're going to play do and then T, and then whatever you like after that. Mm. 2, 3, 4. And then play whatever you like. Good. Now do it on E. Thank you. Awesome. Keep going. One time. Do the bridge unaccompanied. 2, 3, 4. Well, do E first, like 1, 2, 3. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then D sharp. Get the E. And now do G. Or C, or F sharp. You were right. G to F sharp. And then back to G. Awesome. And then do it again on E, starting here. this like a 2-5 and do E at D sharp as well. That's awesome. Cool. The reason I had him do it unaccompanied is if I ask him to do that again through the whole tune, you could still hear Autumn Leaves. Where again, we're diving right into the heart of the 2-5-1. One more time. The whole tune, we'll see if we can follow where he is. All right? One, so you're just going to do G, F sharp, and then play whatever in these, and then E, D sharp, and then play whatever. All right? So 1, 2, 3, 4. Or E, and then D sharp, and then E. Yeah. And then G's coming up. Good. And then E's coming up. Do whatever you like here. And then E. Can you guys hear the tune under it?
Yeah.
And he played no chords at all. Great job. Great job. Now he's more advanced. He can solo on this tune no problem, as you could too. But you're playing more by ear and less by music theory, so you have more work to do on the front side. So I didn't. That wasn't a qualitative judgment on the soloing, but just where he's at harmonically. He's ready for this next step. You guys may not be, but that's okay. You can always listen to it. So what do you do with this information? Well, you can play the tune in the key of G, like I demonstrated before, and make sure that while the 2-5 is happening, especially when you get to the 5 chord, you do the T. Mm-hmm. You know, if you remember only that, you can now. So now I'm going to ask you guys to play a G major. You know, play a solo on the tune however you normally would, using G major however you like. But when you get to the 5 chord, or when you get to the 2-5, you know, highlight the do and the T within the context of your line. All right, I'm gonna demonstrate one time. 2, 3, 4. And then. You know, and I just played whatever else around it, but the core movement of my thoughts were this to this, and then this to this, just like you demonstrated. I just put up so much other shit around it that you couldn't recognize it. So we're demystifying, okay? So everybody's
sitting. Yeah, maybe somewhat demystifying.
All we're gonna do, you can play around with lines as you like, but I'm gonna do some singing exercises with these guys. You can play around, noodle around, do whatever you like, try and make the lines. Yeah, play other shit around it, but that's, all right, you guys are gonna go, da, 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 da. And then, da, da, da. You're doing do, ti, do, and do, ti, do. You can also play it.
Okay.
You can play A.
I'll try.
What would be the, it'd be A, G sharp A.
Okay.
Because you're in A.
Yeah.
And your relative minor is F sharp. And then your relative minor is F sharp minor, right? So it'd be F sharp and then E sharp, if you will. Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that funny? He's got E sharp.
So, I had a glimmer there for a second.
Uh-oh. We lost it, or you guys still have it?
Well, I don't think I have everything.
Sure.
But what you're saying about do, T, is that do is the seventh of two.
I can show you this. Yes, do is the seventh of two. You said it right, yes.
Because it's a guide tone.
Yes.
We're talking about the guide tones.
Yes.
And then T must be the 7th of.
It's the 3rd of the D7. I'll make a copy of this. So let me walk through this little sheet. It's, the copy is cut off. It's supposed to say 3rd and 7th in the left-hand column.
Okay. Yeah.
All right? So the 3rd and 7th of A minor 7 is C and G. The 3rd and 7th of D7 is F sharp and C. Everybody sees that, right? But here's the key question. One of the voices, meaning one of the notes, didn't change from one chord to the next. By the way, we're interchanging the 3rd and 7th freely on this. So,
okay.
We're taking the 3rd and 7th collectively. Between one chord's 3rd and 7th and another's 3rd and 7th, one note remained exactly the same. Which one?
Well, here's C.
C and C.
One, and
then F sharp. And C and C remained the same, correct? From A minor 7 to D7.
Yeah. Yeah.
They both have C.
Yeah.
So there's no movement there. So when you're making a melodic line, there's nothing to highlight. There's nothing to do unless you're going to sit on C. But it doesn't give your line it didn't give your line forward motion. Jazz is all about creating forward motion. So instead, we're going to take the one that moves. And which is what? The what to what?
Okay, so that's
G to F sharp.
So I had him draw a line between the parts that moved and not the parts that were fixed.
Because the D7.
And notice that since this is a 2-5-1 in the key of G, the G itself is a Do, and the F sharp is a T, meaning the note just half step below. Lower.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
And so if you only learn that much today, that's a lot, because you can do a lot with that. And this one thing for you, Bob, hopefully is going to transform your harmonic thinking.
Yeah, hopefully.
Like big time. You'll never run out of harmonic ideas again, because there's an infinite number of ways to embellish this one little change. And because you're zeroing in on the nucleus of the nucleus, you will be harmonically coherent however you choose to embellish. It's a big topic.
You know,
I actually have a couple of chapters, Xerox PDFs from a book on harmony that I like a lot. It's beyond the scope of today, but at some point, if you ever want it, just let me know, and I will send it to you, about how to solo on guide tones. He demonstrated it, and I demonstrated it. For right now, you can make lines as you like. Fiddling, you don't have to do what the rest of us are doing. Make lines using this new device. I'll be listening, hopefully, with one ear. The rest of you guys, you're going to be going over the 2-5-1. Now, remember, we're in da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So the lick is da. I'm like, wait, why am I so higher than everybody else? I messed up on the last one, so just the last four bars. 2, 3, 4. Da, da, da. So can you sing that while Bob plays some lines? No chords.
I'm having trouble with what I'm supposed to play in the last four bars.
D sharp and, well, you know, you're transposing, so it would be F sharp.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. And then down a half step, which is F, which is E sharp, yeah. Back to F sharp, yeah.
Oh, back to F sharp, okay.
Sing or play the guide tones while Bob plays actual lines, no pressure here. And see if you can hear the movement from one, the individual, like that actual, like he's not going to play his notes exactly corresponding to how we sing it, but they'll be in his lines. See if you can hear it. One, two, so we're gonna sing and listen at the same time. Kind of hum to yourself, maybe. 2, 3, 4. so minor. Two, three, go. Now we're back to major. Excellent, Bob. Good. Now the minor. Beautiful job. And here's the minor. Excellent. We're going to have to do it one more time. This time, put your hand up when you hear the T. Like, instead of da, it goes da, da, you raise your hand. Da,
na, you
and then da, da, when he plays that note, the T of the two, right? See if you can hear it within the line.
Why do you call it T?
It's solfege, so I should really call it seven. The seventh note of whatever key you're thinking of. If I'm thinking G, it's F sharp. And if I'm thinking E minor, it's... Mm-hmm. Well, diatonically, it'd be D, but this, I'm doing D sharp.
Yeah, okay.
Good question. I wasn't explaining that part. I just, like it's like a thing, like do ti do or re ti do.
Do re mi fa sol.
You know, like you could re ti, you know, re ti do, we call it.
I think we just need to go out and watch The Sound of Music.
That's right. See if we can do this exercise. Put your hand up when you hear the seventh note. That mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. All right, here we go. You might not be able to, but that's okay. One, and he's not going to tell us when. He's still going to make lines that disguise it, you know, like he would in real life. You don't sit around just going in solos. You can. But, you know, after one or two bars, it put everybody to sleep. He's going to make lines that embellish it and utilize that harmony at the same time, like he was doing. Here we go. One, two, three, four.
I anticipated it.
I didn't play it there. There it is. but it's there. In real life, one more demonstration. In real life, I disguise it so much that you would never know it was there. Let me try to do my best to disguise it without any accompaniment. See if you can raise your hand when you hear it, though. You too. Two, three, four. Probably some of you are lost. That's okay. I'm deliberately disguising it, but the nucleus of the core of my could you hear it?
Some of it at the beginning.
So like I was doing something like I don't even remember, but it was like that's a typical. Let's just take that for example. Here's the A minor. I don't remember what I did. I'm thinking about that F sharp, and I'm going above and below it to put it in at just the right moment. Listen to that in slow motion. 2, 3, 4. I landed on damn right at the right moment, and then I also landed on the C to B. I did that one too. That's beyond the scope of today, but they're both there. That's how you create jazz lines. If you can, this is your next step too. You could, if you zero in on not just the 2-5, but the 5-1, with the same business, you're going 1-7 and then 4-3 of the key. That's a big deal for you. All right, the rest of you guys, you'll catch up to that. But we're taking it one step further. He's doing the first part of the motion, which is G to F sharp, right? You guys see all that? You see that on this G? Look on the sheet. It says G to F sharp, the first vertical line. And then what's the second vertical line?
C to B.
C to B, yeah. So if we can highlight that. You can hear the 2-5 within that. All right? So let's go one step further. Now you guys are going to sing. Oh wait, hang on. Maybe this is too much, but alright, sing that with me. So I'm going G to F sharp and then C to B. Sing it with me. 2, 3, 4. Bar, so you gotta go from F sharp to C, right? So, but that was right. 2, 3, 4. Then the next one. Oh, I'm sorry, my bad. It'll be a da. It'll be like E to D sharp and then A to G.
Mm-hmm.
So, play that with me. Can you transpose that? It'd be F sharp. You can write it down. F sharp to E sharp.
Yeah.
And then B to A.
Okay.
All right. Now I'm really going off the deep end because if that first part was hard to understand, this is doubly. But it's the same principle at work. Here we go. So, like you can make up lines that go around with it as best you want to. 2, 3, 4. And then again.
Is it there sometimes?
Which one?
The third one. This one.
The F sharp to E? Yeah, but we didn't cover it yet.
Okay, did we just sort of hum past it?
Yeah, we hummed past it. We didn't really. Because I'm more concerned with the 251 itself. So she's asking about the third line in each column. Mm-hmm. Or each row.
I'm just trying to hear what you're doing.
Yeah, so I wasn't really. We were only singing the first two. The first four notes that are connected by two lines. Make sense?
And you're trying to put these two into the same measure because that's where they belong.
Right, correct, correct. Good. This is a tough one. So we're going to go back to having fun and improvising on Autumn Leaves. And if you're able to use any of the concepts with the do-ti-do, go by all means. But we're going to play and solo and have fun. And no rules. You can always come back to it. I'll pause the recording here.